This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's driving the conversation in California today? Every weekday at this time, we explore a topic that's making news in our state. This is the State of California.
Good afternoon. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS political reporter, host of The State of California, joined by Patty Rising and Brett Burkhart.
Well, it's still 2 years away, but California's political focus is shifting to the race to decide who will succeed Gavin Newsom as governor.
A new poll suggests outgoing Congresswoman Katie Porter from the Southland is leading the field.
Yeah, there are five major declared candidates for governor already for 2026. As some statewide office holders and others try to get a head start on the field. They are Lieutenant Governor Eleni Kounalakis, Superintendent of Public Instruction Tony Thurmond, former State Senate President Pro Tem and Assembly Speaker Tony Atkins, former State Controller Betty Yee, and former Los Angeles Mayor Antonio Villaraigosa, all of those Democrats. There are at least, though, a half dozen more, some people very big names, who are seriously considering running for governor. One of those is Orange County Representative Katie Porter. She gave up her seat to run for the Senate, of course, a race she lost in the primary to Adam Schiff. Porter's Political Action Committee just commissioned an internal poll that shows her with 24% support and everybody else in single digits. And the fact that this internal poll was released to us, to the media, shows that Porter is very seriously thinking about jumping into this race. For more, we're joined live today on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by political scientist Anna Sampaio, professor of ethnic studies at Santa Clara University. Thanks, as always, Anna, for being with us. Let's begin by mentioning this survey left out one very big name, Kamala Harris. She is nowhere in this poll. But if Harris doesn't run, how well-positioned is Katie Porter to run for governor?
That's a great question. So Katie Porter is obviously well-positioned in large part because she has a great deal of name recognition. She's also got a base of fundraising that could serve her well in a statewide race. It's not surprising that another candidate who was measured in that poll, who also had a lot of name recognition and who was involved in the same race that she just was Steve Garvey. He's obviously not declared an interest in running for governor, but the poll indicates, again, that he would have a favorable base of people to draw from if he decided to run for governor.
You know, these early polls are mostly about name recognition. Is Katie Porter necessarily a more viable candidate than the lieutenant governor or, say, the attorney general? Or is she just better known right now, especially given her whiteboard antics?
Yeah, right now it is. You're absolutely right. It's a case of name recognition. We're still so far out from this race. And frankly, a lot of people are just reeling still from the 2024 election. And so much of what this is just a measure of who can recall what candidate. Somebody like Eleni Kounalakis isn't necessarily less qualified, but there just is not a lot of name recognition or just recognition in general for that office that she holds. Now, somebody like Rob Bonta, who actually, you know, also holds a statewide office, but who is involved in a lot of high-profile litigation, is in the news a lot more frequently, also would have a lot more name recognition if he decides to run for that race. And of course, these are just kind of preliminary thoughts. He has positioned himself suggesting he might run for the race, but I think everybody is really waiting to see what Kamala Harris does at this point.
Okay, let's talk Kamala Harris. Do you think that she's going to run? How likely is it?
That is the million-dollar question right now. It is just not clear. She has not made any particular moves, has not leaned into this, hasn't dropped any hints that this is really what she's wanting to do. And in fact, where her name is mentioned in any subsequent elections, it's really as a potential 2028 presidential candidate. And if that's where she's leaning, certainly a 2026 governor's race would make that campaign a lot more difficult. So it is really anybody's guess right now, and I can't particularly read the leaves that well to determine what she's going to do.
Yeah, she is weighing her options, but she doesn't have a lot of elected options. As you said, either she decides to run for president again in 2028, or she decides that's not the way it's going to work for her, let's go for governor in 26. If she does run for governor, what does that do to the rest of this field? Does Katie Porter take a pass? Rob Bonta maybe doesn't jump in? Eleni Kounalakis drops out? What do you think?
Yeah, it would, as other people have said, clear the field. I think she would definitely prevent some of those folks who are toying with a possibility from jumping in. Some of the less high-profile candidates would probably drop out and save, frankly, the party a very bruising primary election. You would maybe even see some Republican candidates promoted as a way to further encourage maybe lower-level Democratic candidates from pursuing that that election. So, yeah, she definitely would clear the field if she decided to run.
Campaigns seem to start earlier with each presidential election cycle. Is the same true for California governor races? And if so, she doesn't have to say anything right now and can really comfortably wait until the term ends next year, and then she'll have at least a year and a half of a runway.
Yeah, it's true. The campaigns do take place earlier and earlier. California is no exception. Given the size and, frankly, the stage that California occupies, it really isn't surprising that it starts this far out. But, you know, there's something else to recall, which is that amongst those statewide candidates, Rob Bonta, Lenny Konlakas, they can be raising money for reelection to their current office and decide later to jump into the race and transfer money for their current election into a potential governor's race. So they also could stay out and hold off until March when, you know, the final filing deadline is. So we are likely to see a lot of toying with the possibility until Kamala Harris decides what she wants to do.
California has only had white male governors. This Democratic field that we've been talking about, we've mentioned eight potential contenders so far, does not include a single one. Is California ready to elect its first non-white governor, maybe its first woman?
I'm so glad you mentioned that, Patty. It is actually a really important point that if either Katie Porter or Kamala Harris wins, or for that matter, Eleni Kunalakis or any other female candidate, it would be the first time a woman was elected to the governor's office from the state of California. And of course, if Harris wins, it also would become the first black woman elected as a governor of any state in the country. And those would both be fairly historic wins for the state and not inconsequential to policy, to people's sense of belonging in the state, to voters' perceptions about inclusivity in the state. So, yeah, those would both be pretty historic wins if either of those candidates is elevated to the governor's office.
Yeah, the only white male candidates who are even thinking about it are all on the Republican side. It's hard to see a Republican winning that race statewide, but we'll see. Thank you so much for being with us. As always, Anna Sampaio, Ethnic Studies and Political Science Professor at Santa Clara University. Thanks, Anna. We'll be following this closely. Obviously, Rob Bonta told me yesterday he's thinking about it, but it's too soon to make a decision. I think they're all kind of waiting to see what Kamala Harris is going to do. You can hear The State of California every weekday at 3:30 p.m. It's also available on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. You'll find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at Sovereign Nation. I'm Doug Sovereign, KCBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.